Her desk lamp throws a pool of light that travels halfway up the door. Her face above its shade in shadow lights her hands, spills on the floor, and as she moves, the faintest breeze, not strong enough to move a leaf, yet rustles through her dress and leaves the lightest touch upon my cheek. In the half-light from her desk lamp, I see the clock upon the wall. Its hands are moving, time is passing like an injured snail's crawl. Children sleeping cries and whimpers, not enough to make her look. The maintenance of steady breathing keeps head and pen poised over book. In the half-light she stands up, glides over to the infant's cot, reaches in and feels his forehead to find that it is slightly hot. Thumb and finger on his wrist, shoes more silent than her dress, reads thermometer and twists the watch that's pinned upon her breast. Holds the top from off her pen between her teeth and slowly writes, temperature is slightly up, seems to be more quiet tonight. Hangs the clipboard on the hook, on silent shoes and whispering dress. Around the ward takes one more look before returning to her desk. I knew it wrong, but could not help but wish that I was ill as he, and that it was my brow that felt her fingers touch so tenderly, that heard the whisper of that dress as she leaned across the bed, a measure more like a caress that touched that tiny sleeping head.